So here we go. Okay, very good. So this is meditation time. Half an hour of peace and quiet, of relaxing and just enjoying this moment. So you sit down and you cross your legs. Or if you're sitting on a chair, just dangle your legs over the chair. And if they're dangling over the chair, you can push them out further or tuck them in, push them out. We don't have to worry about man spreading here because we've already got 1.5 meters social distancing. So get yourself nice and comfortable. And usually if the chairs are just too tall, you put a cushion underneath your legs. If the chair is too short, you put the cushion underneath your bottom. In other words, there's so many ways of getting physical comfort. We don't want to create torture for you in our Buddhist Society meditation class, otherwise we get in trouble with occupational health and safety. And Dennis has to go to jail. Now the praise comes here. So anyway, so get yourselves nice and comfortable. With your eyes closed, the reason why we close our eyes is that with your eyes closed you can become far more sensitive to your body. The physical feelings in your body become more pronounced when you're not distracted by sights. So I usually start with my legs. Start by learning how to relax the legs very, very deeply. How I do that, I ask my legs, as if they're a friend or a relation or a pet. How are you, legs? When I say, how are you, I can create this connection of knowing the feelings in the legs. In Buddhism we call this mindfulness. We're aware. We're just focusing on our legs to start off with. And then I ask further, just, is there anything you need? Can I make you more comfortable? It's not just being aware, it's adding the kindness, the care, the compassion. Until it's not just mindfulness, it's what we call kindfulness. Kindness and mindfulness together. And then I'm looking at my legs, asking, do you need any adjustment? My big toe of my right foot was a bit squashed, so I've just moved it now. And then I go to, when my legs are fine, I even go past my calves, past my knees, past my thighs. If there's any problem there at all, I will stop. I will pause and give some extra kindness or movement, just to make sure that my legs are in the most comfortable position I can get them. I do all my fidgeting at the beginning. Then I look at my bottom. I always spend time with the bottom because it does create a lot of tightness, tension, all the weight of your body transferred from the bottom to the chair or the cushion. How is your bottom now? When it's comfortable, you can actually feel mindfulness. It's not just watching the same thing, you find that your feeling does change. And hopefully you can be sensitive enough to know that it starts to feel more comfortable, more at ease, more peaceful. Then you go up from the butt to the back, making sure your back feels good. If you're on a chair again, you can lean back if you wish, or lean forward to find the most comfortable position. There's always many people in this hall find some of the best seats in the house where they can lean against the wall. That's fine, you can do that if you're comfortable. I prefer stretching my back to begin with, giving a good stretch, and then let go. Until my back gets into a position where it's very, very comfortable. And I move up to my shoulders, making sure I move my shoulders around at this point, making sure I can release any tightness, any pressure in the shoulders. Many people, they like having shoulder massages because the shoulders do become a store of much tightness, which aches. Now I can be so aware of the muscles in either side of the top of my spine, called the shoulder muscles. And when I'm watching them with mindfulness, with awareness, relaxing them, caring for them, I can feel that they become more at ease, looser, freer, more comfortable, more relaxed. And I go down my arms, the left arm and the right arm, going to the elbows, relaxing the elbows. Just learn, mindfulness shows you what relaxation is. It's like a letting go of tightness. You're not pulling anything, you're not squashing anything. You're releasing all the pressure. It's called letting go. I go down my forearms to my elbows, to my wrists and to my hands. And my position of my hands is not the usual position you see in books. It's got the fingers interlaced, but they feel okay, so fine. Don't follow the books. Follow your feelings. How do you feel? If your hands are comfortable, fine. And then I move up to my shoulders again and to the neck. And again the neck, if your head is not positioned properly on top of the neck can become quite painful during meditation. So I often move my neck forward and back to the left and to the right until I find the most balanced, comfortable position for my head on top of my neck, which means the neck is relaxed. And then I move my attention from the neck up to my face and on the muscles around my eyes and my mouth. Sometimes I can feel they're a little bit tight. Remember the muscles on the face. They're tightened or they're screwed up because they show your emotions inside. If they're really relaxed and at peace, it shows your emotional world is at peace. So I know those muscles, and I learn how to loosen the muscles around the eyes. My mindfulness sees that they are actually getting more relaxed. Say around my mouth. once my face is relaxed, I go to something which is behind my eyes, between my ears, my brain. You're not supposed to be able to feel sensations inside the brain, but nevertheless I imagine them. Imagine I've been really busy today. Imagine my poor brain is tired. So I just imagine lifting my brain out of my skull and putting it into a little basket with a nice cushion and blanket and pillow. I imagine just tucking my brain outside of my head so I can take some rest for half an hour. When I really take that imagination seriously, it means I am resting my mind, my brain. Then I look at my whole body, from the top of the head to my toes, relaxed to the max. I can feel it. If I see any part which is still a little bit irritating or itchy or painful, I'll focus on it and relax it. Until the feeling in the body is one of quite delightful relaxation. I use the word carefully because the more you relax your body, the more delightful it feels. A very subtle form of pleasure. The body being totally at ease, like you've had a big massage or been soaking in a hot bath or a sauna or something. You come out afterwards and every muscle is loose and easy and free. It feels good. And I'm aware of that delight. It's called the delight of relaxation. You may not be 100% relaxed, but relaxed enough, it does feel good. And paying attention to the delight of relaxation makes the body even more at peace. More relaxed. And once the body is deeply at peace, then we can move the attention to what I call the peace-ometer, part of the mind, shows you how peaceful or how agitated you are. Give it a number, really, really peaceful. Give the number 1 to, very agitated, 10. Like a thermometer, a speedometer. Find your measurement right now, how peaceful you really are. And then notice what makes your mind more peaceful. Also you can notice what makes it agitated. But pay special attention to what calms your mind down. And hopefully you'll notice it's things like letting go of all past, realizing that now is where your future is being made. So you don't need to think about your future to protect your future. You focus in the now instead of the present. Just now. And that calms the mind down. Takes that reading lower, closer to one. The other thing which disturbs your mind is thinking, the inner conversation. Shh. Just know without giving it a name. When you're thinking, when you're watching inner speech, you're not listening to the world. Let the world teach you by being silent. And watch that makes your peaceometer even more closer in its reading to one. It is at this point, usually, that people can become aware of something like their breathing. When we do breath meditation, invite your breath in. And as you breathe in, imagine as you're breathing in peace, health, energy. And as you breathe out, imagine breathing out, let go, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathing out, let go. I will now be quiet for a few minutes to allow the guided meditation to continue on in the peace of your own mind. Being with the breath. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. How do you feel right now? How peaceful are you? How delightful, even pleasurable, is peace? Peace of mind, not going anywhere, just being here. Getting close to the end of the meditation now. Start to move the attention out from the mind to your body. How does your body feel right now? Mind feels incredibly relaxed. Peaceful, happy. The joy of meditation. So get ready to come out of the meditation. In a moment or two I'll ring the gong 3 times. At the end of the 3rd ringing of the gong, come out from the meditation. There we go. Excellent.